You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
What? Oh, me? Okay. Can I get down this way? I don't know. Huh? Did you pay extra for these seats? Are these more expensive than the average seats?
Pardon me?
You're hearing these are... You're hearing like in these...
I heard that.
Yes.
What? When? Where?
So these seats here, are they a little more pricey than the...
First?
Than the other seat?
Yes.
Okay. Just trying to... Remind me never to talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
Okay, it'll be a pleasure. My pleasure. Okay. Ask him a simple question. No, he's got to make a big deal about it. And you know he's always been that way. It's not just with me. James Pfeiffer is retired now, and he's still in Waukesha, though. Huh? When you retire, shouldn't you leave Waukesha and maybe go somewhere else, like the Bahamas or?
What did you ask? I didn't hear you.
Can you get you to stand up here and just come towards me a little bit here? I won't hurt you. I promise you. I won't use any of my famous holds on you or nothing. How are you?
All right, what?
What did you retire from?
Oh, I used to work for A. O. Smith Corporation.
What did you do for them?
I ended up as a quench operator in their heavy truck division.
What operator?
A water quench. It's at the temper of the truck rails that they ran through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've done that. And what?
I said, you probably set the temper.
Yeah, that was me. That was the guy. You have a problem here? You washed your hair? What?
No, I was trying to think of a question because they asked you to fill out the card there, and I couldn't think of much, and I thought, well, I shampooed this morning, and I can't do anything with my hair, so I thought maybe you'd have an idea what to do with it.
It looks perfect to me. I think it couldn't be more perfect.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. It's perfect. A nice cut, too. And a hat makes a difference. I know I wear a hat all the time myself now, but, you know, during the show I take it off. Okay, is this a joke, Teresa? Why did the drummer put duct tape on his drum?
No.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
What?
I watched the drummer. I had a different question, but when I sat down, I watched the drummer take out a roll that looked like duct tape, tore something off, and put it on the skin of the drum. And I wondered if there was a hole in there, if that was a... or if that was his sheet of music or whatever.
That question. Clyde, can you respond to that? Why did you put duct tape on your drum?
Just to quiet down the tone.
To quiet down the tone? Why don't you just stop hitting it so hard? Why don't they duct tape you so you can't hit it so hard?
Hello to my dialysis hospital.
All right. Hello to your dialysis hospital. Okay, that's a shout out to the dialysis hospital. Greg here is a computer guy from Appleton. What happened to the jet that was on the pedestal outside the EAA museum? Oh, it finally got clearance to take off. There was paperwork, you know, usually, and they kept people on board for the whole time, you know, it's been years. Wouldn't let them go to the bathroom or nothing. Yeah. I was wondering about that, too, so I asked, naturally, that's what they said. Mary, the Mayhews are here. There they are. Where are they? Up there? I can't get to you, Mayhews. Huh? Oh, you're the Mayhews back there. All right. Is it worth getting to the Mayhews? I mean, it's a bit of an effort for me. All right, the Mayhews are here, obviously, and they're pretty excited about it. Mary is an oil painter, you know, from Newburgh, Wisconsin. And Charlie, meanwhile, is a barn deconstructionalist. Interesting couple. That's just written all over those cards there. Can I just stand up there, Mayhew? Stand up if you're a Mayhew. Can you see the Mayhews? Okay, here they are. Mary? Oh, excuse me. Mary?
Yes.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thanks.
I couldn't help but notice here, will you model for a painting session? Is this on the up and up or what?
Yes.
Thursday night?
No, I'm not talking about the day so much as to what sort of modeling would it be?
Portrait.
Unless.
So I have to have. Why would I have to be nude for a portrait? if it's just a face.
We practice flesh tones.
Well, can you get a blush? How are you on blushes?
You're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I can do a beet red. You think you can capture that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can work something out maybe if it's on the up and up.
Yes, it is.
You are deconstructing Barnes while she's in there painting
Correct. Nude
people in the house?
Yes, sir.
What a great guy. Isn't he great? Talk about your understanding husband. He's out there in the barn fooling around and she's in, painting people.
Actually, her studio is a barn that I deconstructed and reconstructed.
Oh, you did. Oh, I see. You repurposed it.
Yes, correct.
But you don't do that for a living.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I have a...
You reconstruct people's barns?
Yeah, that's where the question comes in.
Oh, cool. That's a cool thing.
Did you see the question?
No, I didn't. I just saw her nude question about being... And I didn't see yours. What is that?
Have you ever rolled over a 12-ton all-terrain forklift?
No, but I bet you have.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. How'd you do that?
Carefully. It was on a barn hill, doing nothing really stupid. But all of a sudden, I noticed the scenery going by rather quickly. First half went slowly, the second half really fast. Yeah. Fell on the door, so I couldn't get out.
Oh, man.
But the back window popped open. I was able to get out, and I had to turn the machine off first. It was pretty exciting.
Were you killed?
it looks like it, doesn't it?
The Newbergs, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Newberg.
Nice meeting you.
I could spend all day talking to Newbergs. So tell me, did you pay extra for this seat here?
I paid double the price for this seat.
Double. Okay, now he's willing to talk. See, now he's got some... Finally, we get something out of him. It's like, pulling teeth. All right, this is a chance for you to show your interest in playing the What Do You Know quiz, a chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous and knowing some things you've learned over the years. Finally, the payoff. Who wants to play the What Do You Know quiz? Let me see it. You can show your hands for this. Does that mean that you want to? All right, you're a little over-enthusiastic. So I'm always wary of that sort of thing because, I meet a lot of people and they're enthusiastic at first. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
And you are?
Mary.
Mary, you just want to use the one name?
From Heartland.
Mary from Heartland, okay. I saw that on a wall one time, but I won't go into it. Mary from Heartland, what do you do these days?
Well, I'm actually a board member for Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? You can forget I said that thing about Mary from Heartland on the wall. It wasn't from Heartland at all. It was Slinger, as I recall now. Give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Mary.
Because I love public radio so much, and I've been listening to your show for all these years.
Yeah.
I have.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Well, then come on up here. Let's make it pay off, finally, after all that effort. Mary from Heartland, step right up, if you would, on the What Do You Know stage here at the Shower Center in front of this beautiful audience from Hartford. Have a seat there, if you would. Mary from Hartford. So before you were Mary from Hartford, were you Mary from somewhere else?
I was Mary from Wauwatosa.
Mary from Wauwatosa. Now that I've seen somewhere.
And then I was Mary from Evanston, Illinois.
Oh, dear. Well, you got over that. That's the important thing.
Yeah. We keep that on the lowdown.
Yeah. And okay, what do you do for, like a day job?
Well, I manage a little 40-acre hobby farm.
A little 40-acre hobby farm. Really? Wow.
I do a lot of volunteer work.
Oh, cool.
The kids are all gone, and the husband's still working, so I keep myself busy.
That's what I see. My kids now, they're in college, and they're no longer around. I need a 40-acre hobby farm.
You need something to keep you busy.
That's just the ticket. I'm going to write it down. Get 40-acre hobby. On a hobby farm, mm-hmm. What do? You raise hobbies? No. What do you raise?
I have horses and cows and chickens and
no
a dog
kidding.
And...
Animals.
And a garden. And
you have a farm with animals on
it. I do.
And what kind of horses, for example?
I have an Arabian, and I have a quarter horse, and I have a naughty Shetland pony.
Do you? God, you know, I used to have the same thing many years ago.
They'll teach you everything you need to know about horses.
The Shetland was the worst. Yeah, the Shetland could actually lie on its side and shimmy under a fence.
Yeah.
It was the cutest thing to see.
I call him the Danny DeVito of the herd.
They're kind of
amazing. He's got an attitude.
Yeah, they all do, I think. And then you got cows. Are you milking?
I do.
Milking
Lorena.
Cows? Yeah. Oh, you have the one?
Lorena. Yeah, she's retired. She was a milking cow. She's a Jersey.
Yeah. Can you retire from that? It's like the mafia,
isn't
it? If you're a cow, you can't really retire from being a cow, can you?
Well, you say, I'm done. Yeah. I'm out of the order. Yeah. I need to go retire at the Purity Farms Spa. And she's...
Cool.
She's got a good life.
Cool, cool. And then some crops, too, out there?
We have a nice garden. We have an apple orchard.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's really good. I got to do that. Hobby farm. I wrote it down.
It comes with a lot of shoveling.
Shoveling? Oh, really? Well, I know a guy with a forklift.
Yeah, we don't want any, no rolling over.
No, you don't want to roll it in. You want to get rid of it. Mary, you know how the quiz works? Someone out there calls in to play along with you?
I do.
General knowledge and so forth. And now, Sarah Nix, is there a way that people can call in to play? Is there a number?
There is. The number is 262-670-6549.
That's a lot of numbers.
Yeah, and it doesn't spell anything.
Oh. Okay. 262.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead.
670.
670.
65.
65.
49.
49. It spells nothing.
That's right. Not literally.
Did you actually try to spell something out of it?
It was tried, yes. It's the zero. The zero messes it up because there's no letter to go with the zero on the keypad.
That's the number to call. And I ask a question then? Is that how this works?
Yes.
Yes. Qualifying question. Okay. What do James and Charles Rossman and Julius Caesar have in common is the question. There might be a river involved. Please now. You'd have to be from around here, I guess, to have any idea, hopefully, that what I'm talking about. What do James and Charles Rossman, early settlers, actually, I'll tell you that much, of Hartford area, and Julius Caesar, former Caesar, before Sid even, who have in common, the Rossmans and... possibly involving some river. Pretty big hint. Let's go to the phones right now. Maureen in Lebanon, Missouri.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good, Maureen. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm on my way to Jefferson City, so I'm going to get off the road here because you're going to let me win this thing.
Oh, I don't know that, though. What do James and Charles Rossman and Julius Caesar have in common?
I don't know. It's some river that flows through it.
I'm sorry, Maureen. Get back on the road there. You don't have a... Thanks for trying, though. Get back safely on the road there. Okay. Sam's in Oklahoma City. You're bound to know this one, Sam.
Yes, sir.
You do?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yes, the Rossmans, James and Charles and Julius Caesar, have something in common involving a river.
Well, they all like to go swimming in it.
Nice talking to you, Sam. No one locally is calling, so we're having a problem. What's the number again?
The number is 262-670-6549.
Okay. Amanda from Kansas City.
Hi there.
Hi. Julius Caesar and rivers. What do you know about Julius Caesar and rivers?
Oh, I feel like there might be some sort of salad connection.
Caesar salad.
Is that a thing?
It's a good guess.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Already.
All right, bye. Walt is in Wheeling, West Virginia. You're bound to... I'm surprised no one's calling from town, probably. Probably.
We're all here.
Huh?
We're all here.
We're all here, okay. Hey, Walt, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Mike?
Yeah, did you ever hear that story about Julius Caesar and a river of some sort? Okay, that's it. From Wheeling, West Virginia, Walt qualifies, and so did the Rossman brothers. They crossed the Rubicon River here, and they built the sawmill, and everything came from that.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yes, you will. Okay. Walt, this is Mary.
Hi, Walt.
Hi, she's your partner, and you in a good place, settle down there. You can work on this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The two of you work as a team, as you know. We have various categories. What are they, Sarah Nix?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Walt, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Let's go with school.
School it is. All right. Is more of Hartford located in Dodge or Washington County?
Yes.
I'm going with Washington.
Washington? Is that right? I have no idea. I thought I'd ask. Yes, that's right. Of course, that's right. Yes. Warrenton, a little bit. Just a little bit sticks over in a Dodge County. Sarah?
That is one right and zero wrong, and the categories remaining are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
All right, Mary, what would you like?
Let's do current events.
Current events right out of the news. What Hartford Union record setter in soccer plays pro in Sweden, just signed with the Milwaukee Wave Soccer Club. Record 173 goals while in high school. Record never to be broken. Who that individual is from Hartford Union.
Oh, holy moly. Come on, Mary.
David Flipper?
What? Not Flipper.
Flipper?
Weber.
Which one?
Weber.
Which Weber?
James.
James Weber.
James Weber.
Yes, James Weber. Now with Milwaukee Wave and the Swedish club as well, and that would be...
That's two right and zero wrong.
Okay. Here it is. You can get this one right, you can take the whole thing.
Yeah, the categories remaining are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Well, what do you got?
Let's go with science.
Science it is. The North American wood warblers of Horicon Marsh tend to get lumped together, but in fact there are 5, 15, or 35 different species of warblers.
5, 15, or 35?
Yes.
I'd kind of lean towards 35 myself.
Yeah, I would too.
Yes, 35! Holy cow! Lots of different wood warblers! What have they won?
Mary, for your next birthday, you can host a party of 10 at the Germantown Country Inn and Suites, including pizza, sodas, and hot tub. Then in August, you can head to Richfield Historical Park for the classic car show and vintage baseball game, courtesy of the Richfield Historical Society. Continue in the classic car mode with a t-shirt, postcards, and Kissel logo keychain from the Wisconsin Auto Museum here in Hartford. Listen to the classic tunes on a CD from the award-winning Mr. Lucky Syndicate Swing Band and enjoy some roasted nuts from Hartford's own vintage Main Street ice cream parlor, the Scoop DeVille. Walt, you can spend an evening at the theater with a performance of Blithe Spirit from the Hartford Players Community Theater, then cook up a storm with a West Bend company, Regalware, museum commemorative sauté pan, along with a cookbook from the Washington County Historical Society. Travel to the John Michael Kohler Arts Center to visit Slovenia without leaving Sheboygan on April 3rd. Celebrate history with a mug, gardening journal, and souvenir magnet from Old World, Wisconsin. And return to the Shower Center next season with tickets for a fabulous series of shows. Congratulations to you both.
Hang on, Walt. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Nice work, Mary.